SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states headed to the polls today in the biggest one-day contest of the election cycle. In all, more than 860 delegates to the national convention will be chosen. More snow on the way in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. ABC's Faith Abube is in the city of Truckee, where people are bracing for even more.
People in this area are used to snow, but it's gotten to the point where they're concerned about the structural integrity of their rooftops. The Sierra Nevada mountains has seen more than 10 feet of snow just in the last 4 days, and wind gusts upwards of 190 miles per hour.
There was a massive industrial fire in suburban Detroit last night. That's what some of it sounded like. Pieces of metal raining down. People were told to stay inside, but no one was hurt. Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince on Monday, following a mass escape from the country's two largest prisons. At least 4,000 inmates were released by gangs over the weekend. This is ABC News. The British public will have to wait to see the Princess of Wales in an official engagement. She had abdominal surgery back in January, and now British officials say she will be attending the Troop of the Colors in early June. But Kate Middleton has been spotted in a car in a picture taken by paparazzi. ABC News royal family contributor Robert Jobson.
People wanted to sort of see, to believe, and then this picture of her looking pretty well, and the fact that she's out and about shows that she is on the way to recovery.
Yeah, the picture is not being published in any news agencies in the UK. There may be a connection between long COVID and iron. Researchers now say patients who develop long COVID also have trouble regulating the iron in their blood. That could help create some new treatments for long COVID. And Whole Foods is looking to get a little smaller. The supermarket chain now planning new locations that are about half the size of their typical stores in order to get into cities. The first one opens in New York this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about problems in the community is the first step for the Green Bay-based We All Rise African American Resource Center. But talking has to lead to helping. Executive Director Robin Scott.
They're in need of skill building, education, introduction to the workforce, and support along the way. We don't heal in silos.
Scott says since the nonprofit started a few years ago, more than 2,000 people have used the center to change their lives.
As a community, when we're all thinking about, you know, being the best version of ourselves, we have to ensure that we're being real. And I feel like when you have nonprofits in your community, that organizations that are on the ground and doing the work, and they're willing to acknowledge exactly what's going on, that's a sign of a future of a healthy city.
Learn more about this important resource at weallriseaarc.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers with kids are getting a tax break. Governor Evers is enacting a bipartisan bill to expand child and dependent care tax credits from 50% of the federal credit to 100%. The total tax relief should add up to $73 million a year. On Friday, Evers vetoed 3 Republican tax cut bills. Suburban women in Wisconsin have a lot to say about who wins the race for president. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha Sunday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an impressive come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee, 113-106 over the Clippers. Doc Rivers on his plan to prevent Damian Lillard from being trapped while trying to shoot.
Yeah, it was awesome. We worked on it this morning and yesterday, so 2 days in a row working on Dame getting trapped, Giannis getting trapped, running jumps, and it paid dividends today. That's what the guys were saying, man, because we worked on it the entire practice, and that's what we got. And you could see how calm guys were.
The Bucks head west on a 4-game road trip. College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked 6th just a month ago. NFL, after two seasons, the Denver Broncos have released quarterback Russell Wilson.
We were on this journey, and so we beat Green Bay, Kansas City, we beat them, and I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games.
That's quarterback Russell Wilson with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A few scattered clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon, and it will be a bit warmer today with a high of 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and sports reporters Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 a.m. and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Once again, we go 3 hours these days, which is going to be fun. We've got a great guest coming up right now. But first, this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, or you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now is the time to get it done. Because from right now until March 31st, you can get zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. 3 years. 3 years. Pella's free in-home consultants make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. Just give them a call or check them out online. PellaWI.com. They are the best.
They are.
We've got a very special guest right now.
Jason, how about this?
I'm gonna try it one time. You can correct me. Just don't punch me. Jason Wiesmuller.
Wiesmuller. Let's go with,
okay,
Wiesmuller.
Because I do high school football games, okay? And somebody's got a Mueller on like every team. And in some towns it's Miller, and some towns it's Mueller. So which one do you go with?
Culturally, it would be Mueller, but we'll go with Miller because that seems to be easy. Okay.
Why don't we just go with Jason?
Yeah, we'll just go with Jason.
Jason's an Iraq War veteran.
Marine.
A Marine, yes. And but the talent he had, he parlayed that into his own business. And we do a segment for regular listeners. We spotlight a business every week, someone that we're just really proud of and that is, you know, made the effort, made the plunge into the entrepreneurial world. And you're that guy. You have a business called Forged in Fire Fitness.
Yes.
Forged in Fire Fitness, which is, you believe in it because you have it tattooed on your arm.
What does it say again in your tattoo?
That says the bringer of death.
Okay. In what language?
It is Haida Haran from a book series, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, this guy.
Jim, too.
But challenges and
obstacles. Me and this other old guy next to me looking at each other like,
these two old white guys. Yeah.
What did he say?
Anyway, your fitness facility is more than just a place like to work out. It's mind and spirit as well. Tell us about how you got into this thing and why you're in it. And I'll ask you some more questions later, but just give us a overview.
Sure. No, I really appreciate the time on the segment here. But so I wanted to focus in the fitness world because the fitness world is so much more than just the physical activity that you do. I mean, it's like you said, it's mind, body, spirit, and especially the mind. If your mind isn't strong enough, if your mind needs that work, you know, you're not going to succeed in the physical parts of things. So my own story, the fitness world really quite literally saved my life. When I returned from Iraq, the struggles that I had both physically and mentally really got me down like most veterans. And so I took up running, and I started running a half a mile at a time is all I could do at the time. And I trained up to running the Marine Corps Marathon in 2018, 26.2 miles. And at that time, my physical ailments kind of caught up with me. So my doctor said, you're done running. I can't run anymore. So that's when I found my way into the gym, found that culture, and I really picked up on new goals to try and build that strength back up. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to start my own business where I had a place where veterans, law enforcement, fire and rescue, and really anybody is welcome, but really those ones that have that trauma that they're trying to deal with. So that place where they can come build up that mental strength while, you know, getting their physical fitness.
We had a Marine on yesterday. Do you know B.J. Gannum at all out of Madison? Anyway, he lost a leg in Iraq, and but he talked about the same thing. And now he does wonderful, wonderful things in helping veterans and helping everybody with dogs and different. But anyway, bottom line is he said the same thing. And we had him here for our grand chairman of our city stadium run for veterans a few years ago. Jim met him and everything. Great guy. There's a guy who should go into politics.
Yes.
But anyway, he talked about, I said, boy, BJ, you've bounced back from, you know, what happened so well. He says, well, he said, I did the same thing as everybody else. I got into fights. I drank. I sat in a corner and felt sorry for myself. I did whatever, whatever, whatever. And he said, I just finally at one point just had to, you know, pick myself up and say, hey, I'm going to go one or two ways here. I'm at a critical point. So I bet you deal with a lot of that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of veterans don't reach the point of deciding between one or the other. And they unfortunately go one route. I mean, I lost friends overseas. I lost friends in the line of duty. I lost friends to health concerns. All that together doesn't add up to the amount that I've lost from self-harm.
Yeah.
So helping people get to that point of making that decision and having a place to go that they can rely on. That's why my doors are open 24 hours a day to members. So if it's 2 a.m. and they want to, you know, get to the gym, they can. I'm there most of the day, so that building that support, that community to help them, you know, get stronger.
So the physical part I get, right? I mean, the ropes, whatever. I'm sure you have all the equipment there. Tell me a little bit more about the mental part. Is it group or is it you or is there on site?
Well, I would say having your experience, the credibility factor
right.
is absolutely there if it's you.
Yeah. I mean, I played a lot of sports in my life. Football for 8 years. I ran track. I played volleyball. I coached volleyball for years. So really, that community, that team aspect is really important. So I try to mimic that in the gym by getting, you know, groups of people together, having an area that they can, you know, stay after the gym. I have coffee, couches to sit on and relax. You know, so they can stay in the gym, but not right in the gym. So you don't walk into the equipment, feel like you got to get out of the way for somebody else. So really creating that atmosphere. I have several different areas to work out in, so it really can cater to any fitness style. I have members who are 15 years old. I have members who are almost 70 years old. So it's for anybody, any fitness style.
How can the workout aspect of it dovetail with trying to help them mentally?
Sure. I mean, you set yourself goals. You know, you get in the gym and you find that starting point. You find those things that you can't do. You know, if you can't do a certain weight or a certain exercise, and building yourself up and seeing the success that you can have physically really, you know, transfers mentally to, wow, I accomplished something. Other people around you building you up, congratulating you, picking you up if you do, you know, if you don't succeed, and help you keep going.
You know, that's one of the things. I worked with a program called Guitars for Heroes 2 years back. It started up here in Green Bay and just did some fundraising for me. But anyway, the cool aspect of it and one of the tenets of it basically was it. So many of these people do have issues when they come back and they're not sure where to put whatever energy they have towards something. But with the guitar thing, it's like every time they'd learn a new chord, it was a success. And it's like, I'm going to learn something else. It kept giving them something to look forward to and achieving a goal. And that made such a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was just talking to a member the other day, and I told him that I created a monster. I mean, he's in there, you know, he's like, well, I want to start like 3-4 days a week. Well, he's there 6 days a week, and he's there at 5 a.m. Sometimes when he's off of work, he's there for 4 hours, you know, so I'd really seen that, you know, just that appreciation of it.
And you experienced that, right? Starting with the half mile and then running. I mean, that's awesome that you give them that encouragement, because some people quit pretty early in the game. And so you set your goals, sit down with them. Something I've learned in talking, and Johnny's really leaned in with the veterans in this community, but boy, they need that camaraderie. They need to talk to people who maybe walk not exactly in the same shoes, but close to it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's trauma is the same. I mean, even right. if they were in the same situation, their mind takes it a different way. And like I said, I have nurses, I have police officers, lots of former military. Almost half my membership is former military. So, but everybody you know, with their separate traumas can come together. I mean, our Saturday mornings, we'll have 10, 15 people work out for a little while, and then people hang out for an hour or two.
Right.
Just talk, you know, meeting new people and, you know, like you said, forming that bond.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Grafton.
Okay.
Right off of Highway 60, which is the main street. So literally straight down I-43 from
you
here.
You ever looking at expanding up this way?
I would love to. I mean, I got a lot of expansion goals. I got to get this one, this business figured out and, and paid for, and then the expansion will come. But yeah, definitely, I would love to. I've talked to, I got kind of a sister gym in Colorado that I kind of talked to on social media that they just started up. So we kind of started up same time. So, you know, forming that fitness community, whether it's in my gym or
because I know outside. Something like this is yeah. really needed around here.
And the fortune, you could franchise this too a little bit. There's a lot of different models you could take. You could mm-hmm. do it yourself, or you could just have them pay you and then a part of the prop. Whatever, we'll get into that later.
Yep,
but
yep.
There's ways to do that. But like you said, first and foremost, you got to make your place profitable.
Correct. Yep. And that's kind of the two things I'm working on right now. One is, you know, using platforms like you guys have graciously given me to get the word out there. I mean, the power of the word is amazing. So hopefully people hear about it, come on in and start their membership. So once my membership's up, you know, I can focus on you know, getting the financial side situated.
It sounds like you jumped into it pretty good, though, in regards to, I mean, how long after you left this active service before you got involved with something like this? And did you, not to you know, go into uncomfortable places, but did you have that time period where you thought about sitting in the corner and, you know, whatever, whatever?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I mean, I got back from Iraq in late 2008, and it was literally there's a gap in my life until maybe 2015 that I is a very dark place.
Okay.
And that's when I started running. I ran my first, you know, half mile, and I believe it was 2015, and then the end of 2018. So it took me about 3 years to get up to my marathon. But yeah, absolutely.
What was the impetus to that? I mean, what got you? I mean, yeah. That's a pretty long time.
What got you off the couch, as they say?
The biggest thing is my son. Okay. He's 16 right now.
Awesome.
So there was, you know, I had him kind of as my focus, and I look back and I was kind of on autopilot, like doing what I needed to do to raise him. But my own health, my own, you know, mental state was completely pushed aside. You know, when he wasn't with me, it was like you said, it was out drinking. It was, you know, not good. So, but he kind of kept me going, kept the wheels turning until finally it kind of hit and we
no looking
turned
back.
The corner. Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And that's awesome. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but that just makes you a better leader because you did. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, that's what I said about the credibility yeah. factor.
100%. I don't regret anything at all. I'm honored to have served this country. I feel like I owe America and its citizens a debt for allowing me to serve. And so this is my way of trying to give back. The more people that I can get in the gym and help out and reach, you know, the better.
Okay, we're going to be sending it to quick break. You can stick around for another 12 minutes or so, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. This is really, really important stuff, Jason. I know we got veterans listening, and I know some of them are kind of right on the fence. Which way do I go? So I hope they're listening. And I mean, I got definitely. Some specific guys in my mind who I hope are listening.
Same here. And I just, you know, for you to thank the United States for being allowed to serve. I mean, you guys are just a special breed. Just thank you for what you're doing. Yeah, we're going to be right back here, but there's a lot to talk about. Forged in Fire Fitness with Jason Westmuller. Westmiller.
No.
What is it?
Westmiller.
Westmiller. Okay, sorry. With Jason. Forged in Fire Fitness.
Mind on the mirror. Back after this. You got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media Amp. Sandra Rank is coming up in a little bit. Dave Miller is going to be here for our Where Are They Now segment. Caitlin McWilliams, the director of Discover Oshkosh, will be here. But right now, all attention is focused to Jason here. Forged in Fire, a Marine Iraq veteran who decided to step into the uncomfortable world of small business. And that's something that Jim talks about time. You want to talk about courage? I mean, there's different types of courage. And one of them is taking out a loan and saying, I've got confidence. I'm going to make this work and pay it back and pay the rent. And Jim has so much respect for folks like you.
I do. I mean, I'm all about the entrepreneur. And Wisconsin was kind of hurting a little bit in entrepreneurs, you know, years ago. And we're starting to pick up the pace a little bit. I just think it's great. You're taking all the risk, but it's your vision. You also have the control over your business. You found a market of people not unlike yourself. I mean, be it police, fire, but people who are in service to the community that maybe aren't sure where to go next. And they come to your place and you teach them both the physical part as well as the mental.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I try to act as a guide, you know, to be there to help them out, help them get started, help any questions that they have on anything. I coached fitness for a while. Like I said, I coached youth football, youth volleyball.
Where'd you play high school football?
In Grafton.
Grafton, okay.
Which my son was just on the state.
I was going to say, that's a place of pretty tough football in Grafton.
Yeah, what a great year. I mean, that was a lot of fun to watch. I actually got a couple of the seniors on that team are members of my gym now that they're done with kind of their sports and they're getting ready for college, so they're working out with me for a couple months until they head to college.
Awesome.
So great kids.
We had, when I do the high school games this year, I think the state semifinals, we had Wanakee mm-hmm. up here. Woo, were they tough? Oh, and big. Oh, yeah. My Lord, they're big and tough. Yeah. Wow.
So I want to talk a little bit about the business side. And, mm-hmm. you know, we'll forget exactly what you do, but you had to take out a loan, right? Or how did you get this thing financed? You said you found a building on 60?
So I actually, I was on a trip out west with my now fiance about 2.5 years ago, and she kind of was helping me brainstorm, you know, what do you want to do?
Right.
You know, what is your passion? And this the fitness world is my passion. And so that weekend while she was snowboarding, I was still learning how to snowboard, so I spent a lot of time in a hotel writing a business plan, you know, going through different templates and things like that, jotting down my ideas, and that's where it started. We actually brainstormed the name Forged in Fire Fitness on the drive back from Colorado. So that kind of led into me, you know, presenting my plan, looking for lenders, doing all that research on the business aspect, which it's not easy to do. And anybody around me will tell you that I'm not exactly a, you know, stress-free individual when it comes to all that. But it took months to lock down my financing.
It does. And look, I mean, I tell those kids all the time, but you know, everybody, when they make it, they tell you that, but people have said no to a whole lot of people that are very successful. You know, they get turned down by banks, they get turned down by private investors, or these private investors, you got to be a little bit careful because they want control of your business. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, that's not why I want to be in business. I want to control my own business. So, but anyway, where did you end up? Can you ask? You don't have to tell me if you don't want, but where'd you get your money?
Sure. I got my loan is from a company called Wibbick. They specialize in loans for women-owned businesses, but they have a veteran sector. And so I was able to work with them, and then it's guaranteed through the SBA.
Right.
So
that's awesome. Let me just ask you one service-related question. Mm-hmm. Can you tell sometimes when a guy comes in, if you don't know him very well, can you kind of tell where he's at and what's bothering him just from experience it yourself? Can you kind of read it pretty early?
Yeah, I think there's that, you know, that unspoken bond between service members and you get that feel And that's why, you know, I'll walk around with people and they don't got to say anything. You know, that I'll do all the talking and show them things. And you can really tell by the look in someone's eyes and how and where they are on that. Like you said, on that deciding one route or the other. And so my job is to kind of steer them the right way. But yeah, you can definitely see that they're struggling.
And you got to feel good because, I mean, you're doing more than getting them in shape. I mean, you're kind of moving them, as Johnny said, off the couch into, you know, a more productive world. And that would lead to your advertising and marketing. I tell students all the time, there's nothing better than word of mouth. Mm-hmm. It's a built-in testimonial. You
right.
know what I mean? It's
oh,
like,
absolutely.
It's yep. not only getting the word out, it's actually a testimonial. How do you advertise your place?
I'm trying to, you know, build my social media yeah. presence. I got, you know, several hundred followers on social media. I got to get a little better at posting more regularly. I was interviewed by Fox 6 in Milwaukee, local papers. We put ads in local papers, other local businesses in Grafton. I'll put my flyers up. They'll hang my posters, things like that.
And then media like us, sometimes it's slow news day and they might want to do a story because, I mean, you've got an unbelievable, interesting background yourself and then what you're doing. I mean, I just hope people pick up on, you know, not just the entrepreneurial spirit that you have, but the fact that you're helping some veterans or people in police fire kind of move to the next level where they should be.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this is great. I mean, I tell people all the time that I'm willing to tell my story. It's not, you know, not really my comfort zone, but it's my passion. You know, that not only am I financially invested, but this is what I want to do. This is what my family wants me to be doing. You know, they're all part of it. My parents are both members. My son helps out with maintenance.
Awesome.
Nice.
My fiance, who's also an Iraq war veteran and a nurse, she helps out and she's a personal trainer. So she works with people all the time. So,
oh, it's fantastic. Can I just ask one question I just want to ask in regards to, because I get asked this question all the time, okay, about you guys and these, you know, and the women and, you know, that fought over there. And they don't mean it in a off the cuff way, but basically their question is, what's wrong with them? What's bothering them? Why are they like that? There's no simple answer, is there?
No, absolutely not. There's not. And a lot of times there's not an answer. I mean, there were times, like I said, you know, in my struggle years, I couldn't tell you what I was feeling, what I was thinking. Like I said, I was on autopilot half the time, and I'm lucky to have survived with the support that I have. And there's no, this is the issue. And that's why veterans struggle a lot, because our minds work as there's a problem, we execute, we solve it. But when it comes to mental health and such a serious thing, there isn't that direct route to it. So you need those different avenues and you want to do it all on your own,
yeah.
But a lot of times you can't. So,
and to tie that with, you know, you're talking about mental, but to tie it with the physical is a good thing too. I mean, far be it, you know, not that I would ever go see a shrink, but let's say I did one time and the guy told me, look, when you work out and you've done the last one you can do one more. You know what I mean? Like, because that really helps your mind. And I don't know, he gave me some scientific thing on why I should work out and push myself to the wall. Didn't work, but I'm sure I didn't know you either, Jason. So no, to tie the physical with the psychological, I think is you're onto something big, and you're helping a market that really really needs it.
Yeah, I mean my you know, one of my big goals once I get the financial aspect all figured out is I want to start a nonprofit group, a trauma support group that integrates physical fitness with mental healing. You know, have guest speakers come in. Do a little workout, but really form that bond.
Yeah.
Maybe once a month, something like that.
That's awesome. Jason.
This is awesome, Jason.
So impressed.
You,
so proud, so
Thank
impressed.
You. Thank you.
This is fantastic. And I don't want to get too far overboard, but I'm pretty sure you're saving some lives.
That's my hope. I mean, like I said, I have a couple members that have come up to me and they thank me for what I've done. And that yeah. kind of puts a lot more pressure on me to keep the doors open. So
but you're doing
it's
it.
You're onto something.
You're the man. Please don't be a stranger. Yeah. Please come
thank
on
you.
Back.
Thank
again.
You.
We'll get the word out. Thanks, Jason.
I appreciate
thank you.
It,
do you got a website just real quick that we can?
Yep, absolutely. www.fiffitness.net.
Okay. Fiffitness.net.
That's cool. Right.
Outstanding.
There.
You're coming back.
All right.
We're going to set a quick break. Sandra Rankery joining us. That's next.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states headed to the polls today in the biggest one-day contest of the election cycle. In all, more than 860 delegates to the national convention will be chosen. More snow on the way in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. ABC's Faith Abube is in the city of Truckee, where people are bracing for even more.
People in this area are used to snow, but it's gotten to the point where they're concerned about the structural integrity of their rooftops. The Sierra Nevada mountains has seen more than 10 feet of snow just in the last 4 days, and wind gusts upwards of 190 miles per hour.
There was a massive industrial fire in suburban Detroit last night. That's what some of it sounded like. Pieces of metal raining down. People were told to stay inside, but no one was hurt. Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince on Monday, following a mass escape from the country's two largest prisons. At least 4,000 inmates were released by gangs over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of Donald Trump's lawyers who helped lead Wisconsin's false elector scheme have settled a civil lawsuit against them. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas will have to turn over 1,400 pages of documents, emails, and texts detailing how they came up with the plan. The 10 Republicans who posed as false electors settled in December. Neither Chesbro nor Troupas have to admit any wrongdoing in the settlement, though Troupas will have to pay an undisclosed amount to the plaintiffs in the case. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePeer is running for Congress. Jacques is running for Wisconsin's 8th congressional seat, which is being vacated by Congressman Mike Gallagher. He's the second Republican to announce their candidacy for the seat alongside former State Senator Roger Roth. No Democrats have announced yet their intention to run. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8. Across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few scattered clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon, and it will be a bit warmer today with a high of 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Now, inside the house with Sandra Rank of the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mino on the mare.
I gotta jump in right now. Okay,
okay, go ahead.
This is Sandra Rank. So I walk in here. First of all, these guys love snacks, right? Like love snacks. John's like, take a drink of this. They just had the maple syrup people on. So I thought it was like, maple syrup, some juice. So I took a big swig. It's hooch.
Rye whiskey. It's rye
it's
whiskey.
Like, what do you call that?
But it's got moonshine. Maple syrup in it, yeah. So it's natural.
Sandra, it's rye whiskey with a drop of
maple
syrup.
Okay, I just took us like a drink of like yeah, a slam no, of I, yeah. orange juice.
And so. Then she asked for another one.
Right.
Give me another one. John.
So. You look. Have you lost weight?
John, yeah.
You look good.
John. Okay, all right. Let's.
I got my maple syrup goggles on.
How many push-ups can you do? I bet you can do more than my husband.
All right.
I bet you can. He's from Menominee, not
John's
Nagani.
John's on his big glass. All right. Sandra,
anyway, okay,
thanks for being here. We get so many comments from our listeners on this In the House segment that we have every week, and thanks for being on here. But you got a special guest that I'm really, when I read this, I was pretty excited he was coming in because I know a little bit about his industry.
Yes, great. Oh, and then maybe John can finally get a job. Maybe Nick will hire. So this
you hiring?
Nick. Always.
What?
Well, Nick, that's going to hurt his feelings because I said, okay. Nick, just wait till you, okay, interview. Let's move on.
Let's introduce him. How do I say your last name, Nick?
Holcher. Nick Holcher.
Okay, Holcher. Okay, so Nick are you the co-chair? You and Andy?
Showcase chair.
Yeah, the showcase chair of the Brown County Spring Showcase.
No stinking co. He's the man.
I thought Andy Selner was their co too. But anyway, so Nick, I thought we would bring Nick in to talk about the showcase, talk about new construction. The Brown County Showcase, they do such a nice job
phenomenal.
With that. And it's a huge undertaking. It's a massive effort. Like you average anywhere from, I don't know, like 600 to like 1,500 people a day coming through a property.
Correct.
And how many are in the showcase this year?
There's 30 new homes and one remodel.
Okay. So it's a lot. And like people are texting me right now. They're like, did you see the house on Monroe?
Yeah. That is kind of the way it goes. Yeah. So when somebody else that are going,
But how many builders participated?
With the 30 homes, there's probably 20 or 25 plus builders that are in.
And they got a style and, you know, you look at that and talk to people about it, but you get a lot of ideas going through there. Like we weren't in a position to buy a home, but boy, when we went through your, homes, there's just a lot of cool kitchens. There's just,
there's
jacuzzis.
so much to see. I always say it's such a cool thing that you can just buy a ticket and walk in 30 new homes and just look at anything you want to look at. You don't have to be in the market to buy a new house, but it can be design ideas or remodeling ideas or anything, or just meet the builders and get to know everybody.
Yeah. Far be it for a realtor to be pressure, when you go to an open house, whereas you guys...
I do not pressure people, just so you know.
I didn't know where... See what he's like?
Nice.
He's like
a shot.
Sniper.
I think he's had a couple of shots of maybe...
No. But it's nice, the showcase, you just... free to wander and look around and talk to anybody. It's not like, well, are you interested in buying this? They're really showing off what you do. And you kind of showcase the best of the best. I remember going through there. We got our kitchen from whoever did one of the kitchens there. I encourage people for $15 to look at 30 homes.
It's
John, that would be like 50 cents a home.
Oh, we've done it almost every year. I mean, we love it. You talk about the different builders. A lot of them do. There are certain ones, even if you don't know, I mean, you always know going in who built it, but even without that, sometimes there's certain.
They have a style.
Exactly.
Right. I think builders don't like that when you say that.
But it's true.
But yeah, I feel like builders have a look.
Yes.
They have, it's like their own personal style.
Right. And the customers kind of deem, you know, the direction of the house, but at the same time, the builder can add their elements and bring their dreams to.
Which makes it cool.
Yeah. I know it's only one, but tell me about the remodel.
So there's just one remodel, and I haven't been through it yet, but that remodel is only open this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The remodels are limited. They're not open the whole amount of the show. But
So this week the showcase is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think it's 4 to 8 Thursday, Friday, and then 10 to 5 Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 to 7 Thursday, Friday, I believe.
I built a table for a showcase house one time. I did. I'll find a picture of it.
All right, let's let him talk about the remodel.
All right. Fine.
So tell us about the remodel. A lot of people have interest in remodels.
Yes.
They love those.
Yeah, so this remodel, I guess I honestly haven't been there myself, and I don't know a lot about what the project is, but it's actually Andy Selner, I forget his name of his company, but they have...
Allaire
Homes. Yeah, they have their remodel, and it's I guess you can walk in and see what they did. They have some before and after pictures and see how they changed that house.
And I think some people are just so in love with their neighbors and neighborhood that, you know, they'd rather spend $50,000-$75,000 on a remodel versus cashing out and getting a new house?
Right now, with the cost of new construction,
it's probably more than that.
A lot of people are renovating. Yeah. So that's why the attendance of these showcases is so huge, because so many people are renovating.
But
so my Andy Selner story, I've known. So we, TCD built our house. So that was, you know, it's Andy's brother. So he was a kid when that was being built. So Andy is awesome. He is an awesome guy.
Can I show him the table I built for?
You can.
Yeah, just, okay.
Very nice.
$10. $10 it went for.
Ooh, nice.
Barnwood.
Of course.
Yeah.
So on these showcase of homes, it's a variety too, right?
There's a really large variety. And, there's a lot of
and geographically too a variety. I mean, just tell us a little bit about.
Yep, it covers along a pretty large area. They go from almost into Ocano, so far north.
Oh, really? Wow.
South of DePere, some in Shawnee County, some in Brown County, Ocano County. You can basically geographically pick an area and spend an afternoon just driving around and checking out the ones that are. All close together, or you can, you know, make a whole day of it and hit every house if you want to.
Well, you know, another thing too, you could get to see what the popular trends are, because you guys are always a step ahead of what's going to be the next popular thing, wouldn't you say, Sandra?
Yeah, yes, and this show in particular has a lot of variety. There's a lot of new and trendy ideas and a lot of just, I'd say, more normal type houses as well, and then some that are out there a little bit if you like the newest and greatest.
The thing I found just listening and overseeing and whatever, and the women, first thing they do is check out the countertops. Don't they, though, in the kitchens?
And backsplashes.
And backsplashes. That is.
And flooring and paint colors and light fixtures.
But it's just something about the
price.
The type of countertops you have these days is a big, big factor, isn't it?
For sure.
So I'm going to jump in here on the real estate agent resale factor.
Okay.
So someone sent me something from a showcase yesterday, and it's gorgeous, but my realtor hat is like, that's going to be really hard to sell. So, like, it's interesting when people do their houses, things to think about are like the big things, like the backsplash, your counters, your flooring. When you get really busy, loud elements like that, that are really hard to change, that is, you might love it, but it's polarizing for a lot of people. So it depends. It's your house. You should love it. But sometimes get those really wow elements and smaller elements, so they're easier to change. And a lot of people think they're never going to sell their house. And guess what? Everybody eventually sells their house. So things
to
think about.
That's a great point, though. Yeah.
Right.
What are some of the countertops, the popular ones now?
Quartz is big right now. Quartz? Would you say?
Yep. Quartz and quartzite for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the flooring, that's a big thing, right? Carpeting, is that like a thing of the past?
No.
There's a lot of different options with carpeting. And a lot of people are going with, you know, nicer pads and nicer carpets that make the homes feel much more luxurious. But there is, I guess, we've seen a trend in whole homes that are all hard flooring. So there's, you know, dust, everybody worries about keeping their home clean, and getting rid of that carpet does help with keeping it dust-free. So
on the hardwood flooring element, a big change, I'm sure, I'd like to know Nick's opinion on this. Typically in the past, we always had actual hardwood flooring. Like, yep. That was what we had. Now it's LV, that's a lot of it's, you know, engineered, or it's luxury vinyl.
For sure, yeah. The engineered products have come a long way, and they look so nice, and they are real hardwood on top, so they, you know, have that rich character, and then the vinyl products as well have come a long way, and that's very popular because it does save on cost a little bit and still give you that hardwood look.
And I'd always put that in a basement. I'd never have, you know, we've had Midwest Restoration here, and those guys, they can tell you horror stories about going out where somebody's, you know, somebody wasn't home and the sump pump flooded the family room with the carpeting and everything, and what a mess those things are. So that vinyl now they're coming out with is phenomenal.
Well, the thing that's interesting to me is, like, you have like $700,000-$800,000 houses that have vinyl in them, which is in the old, that was like
never,
what? Never, right?
Yep.
But the reason it's really popular, number one, it does look amazing.
Yep.
Number two,
durable.
Everybody has pets.
Yep.
Right? And it wears like iron.
Yep.
So there's that element too.
And I think with your 30 homes, I just remembered the ideas that we got going through the showcase, and it's 20 years ago, but you really have spent some money on, there's a lot of progress being made in bathrooms, right?
For sure.
In terms of just the different showers they have. And it's just very cool that people can go and look at that instead of going to just one place and just looking at all.
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, we encourage all of our customers that we work with to stop in and check out all of the houses, because you may get one little piece from each one, but it's, you can't do it any other day of the year.
Right.
You
know,
are the houses
for sale?
Some of them.
There are some that are for sale, yes.
Cool.
You know, another thing, though, too, with the showcase type, that, you know, where everybody has a chance to walk in and whatever, but it's nice to be able to talk to the builders themselves on a casual level.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where you can ask questions, you can whatever, versus, you know, trying to call them at their office or whatever. I if you're looking to build a house or buy a house, I totally 100% advocate going to these. Get some ideas.
Mm-hmm. And 30 of them, that's a lot.
It is a lot. Yep.
That's a lot of, you can't do that in a day. So, I mean, but you say it's a 4-day run?
There's 4 days left. So it's 6 days total. It went last weekend and then it starts again this week, Thursday and Friday, 4 to 7, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
And the other thing I think that's cool about the diversity in geography is that maybe some people haven't been to Econo in some time, or maybe they're, you know, Ledgeview versus downtown Green Bay versus Howard. Those are three different areas.
And yeah.
You get a feel for that as well, besides the home.
Yeah, correct. And there's a few little clusters that make it worthwhile that if you only have maybe an hour or two, you can stop by and see 3-4 houses within a mile. And those spots are usually very popular, but it works really well to kind of make the most out of your time.
And how do we see that? Where you get the website with the dots on?
BCHBA.org is the website. And if you look on there, there's a map. You can buy tickets at any house. So basically you can walk into whatever house you find on the map and buy a ticket at that home. And that includes a book that'll give you a paper map as well. So you can also scan a QR code on that and it'll bring you to every location.
I'm looking at some now. Something else besides the house we're talking about is the landscaping and the pools.
For sure. Yeah, there's so many cool things to see. And like you mentioned before, you can meet the people. There's people that are there that have done the work. You know, if you're interested in pools and you want to talk about the pool people, you can see their advertisement and go to their website or to their office.
Do you have a pool?
Do not.
Okay.
Yeah, anything you want to see, it's so much fun just to walk in and check it out.
That's really? Yeah. Where are we at with pools these days in the real estate
50,
world?
50.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's 50-50. I think it's, some people love them and some people are like, the reason they wouldn't like it is a maintenance thing. It's just one more thing to do. But many people love them. And pools, I think another thing about, great thing about the showcase is it's eye-opening on cost. Like if you haven't been in the new construction world or if you haven't been in the real estate world, when you go to these open houses and you find out what things cost, it is a little sobering.
Yeah.
Like a pool today, like a beautiful outdoor pool today is like $150.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It's no joke. And there's like a 2-year waiting list.
That much.
A really nice one, cement. It is. Yeah.
Wow.
When I was in real estate, I was selling a house out on Lost Dolphin and a pool, beautiful pool. But before every showing, I have to go there and scoop out the dead chipmunks. Honest to God, there's always going to be a dead chipmunk in the bottom of that pool. Yeah. What about, I know you guys hate this question more than any other question, but what is generally the ballpark per square foot for new construction these days?
Yeah, we really do hate that question because there's so much variation in that pricing. Right. But, years ago, you used to say you could build a house for $100 a square foot. Now, $250, $300, $400 a square foot and up from there because there's so many options you can put into these houses. And that number is something that everybody asks and talks about. But if you finish your basement or don't finish your basement, that skews the cost per square foot so drastically that a home that's $450 a square foot, now you finish the basement, that brings the total price per square foot down around $300. So it's a number that gets you in the ballpark, but really seeing the total cost of the house is much better than asking the price per square foot.
But that's always been like the yardstick type of thing. And it's
correct.
I know that's changed over the years.
People start from there.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
A lot of people think that if they take off, 100 square feet, they're going to save $40,000. And it doesn't really work that way. A lot of times you can add or subtract a small amount of square footage without really skewing the price much at all.
How are wood prices these days?
Lumber is leveled out, I think, pretty well. There's not a lot of volatility in lumber lately, but general cost of homes has increased drastically. I mean, since the COVID situation, there's been spikes. Labor is a big part of that, and then a lot of other materials have been rising and not come back down. So
I just think this is an awesome thing to do. And you don't have to be in the market. It's just a fun couple days out and spend a little time with your family.
Absolutely.
Totally. It's educational.
Can you guys stick around? The next segment?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool.
We're going to set a quick break. Dave Miller will be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, as will Caitlin McWilliams. Lots more going on with Sandra Rank in the house. Back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice.
got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor here in WGBW 98.3 FM WISS and the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, 35 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Sandra Rank from Keller Williams Real Estate with her Inside the House segment. You always bring interesting guests, and today is no different.
Thank you very much, Nick.
You're very
Rocks.
Welcome.
You asked a great question at break, and I want to have you ask that again because I think that will be helpful to a lot of people.
What was that?
The question was, how far... Like,
what are we eating?
Do you want some more of this hard alcohol? No, if somebody gets all excited coming to the showcase, it's like, okay, we've got a lot we're going to build. How far out are builders these days generally?
Generally speaking, I'd say 3 to 6 months is a good time frame. If you essentially want to start a new house tomorrow, it never can happen tomorrow. You know, there's right. 3 to 4 months of designing and planning and pricing to get everything figured out. If you already have your lot, it's good to ask builders what their schedule is because some people are booked out farther than
can
others.
Can I jump in here really quick?
Absolutely.
On the lot piece, if you have your builder, it's really good before you buy the lot, if you haven't bought it, to bring your builder to the lot to make sure what you see can happen on the lot.
For
that's
sure.
A great pro tip.
And you want to... Might want to bring the inspector over too. I mean, you know, with set asides and
setbacks. If you want to do, if you want to do a walkout,
right.
What your vision is. Sometimes people buy a lot and then they can't do that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Anyway, so continue. Sorry.
Yeah, all I was just saying is that it's every builder has their backlog and those do vary. You know, there's a lot of situations that people come in. They are maybe planning to build a house and then for whatever reason they change their mind. So there's some. I guess, volatility in the schedule that you can, you know, open it up. If there may be somebody that has an opening in 2 months or 3 months, there may be somebody that's booked out 2 years. It doesn't hurt to ask and kind of see what the builder is and what your time frame really is.
Mm-hmm. And then how long does it take to build a house?
I guess rule of thumb, we allow 5 months as kind of a general allowance. Bigger houses take longer. You know, some can take over a year. Smaller homes can go quicker. There's some people that build homes, you know, less than 3 months, but we try to say a 5 to 6 month time frame is about the time that we take.
How you doing wise just for the laborers, things like that?
It's labor is something our company is blessed with, very great people, great employees, but I know a lot of people do struggle with labor, and that's one of the biggest reasons that the price is so high, is that the people that are good at their trades get paid well to do their job, and it's the biggest limiting factor, I think, that most companies find.
So, and I'm glad you said that, because some of you guys in the trades do pretty well financially. I mean, you got your cottages and snowmobiles, and I think sometimes kids need to know that that's a great opportunity, and there's stability in your job, too. Like, you know, be a lawyer or work for something else, you can get, you know, let go pretty quick. Tell me what you would encourage a young kid to do, male, female, if they want to get into the trades.
Honestly, if they want to, I mean, just to call anyone and ask for a part-time job, a summer job, you know, if you're at all thinking, you know, once you have a car and you can drive, you can get a job with pretty much any tradesperson. And the will to work is always what's needed. If you have an ambition level to be able to go to work and just do the job, understand you should ask, you know, what you can make. But a lot of these guys are making really good money, and it's sometimes good hours. You start early, get done early. You kind of have your weekends off. You know, there's a lot of pros to the industry.
Okay, I'm not saying you don't know your business, but you might not know your business in this aspect, because I've thrown it out there almost every day that I'm available to work as a laborer.
You know what that says?
And I've received zero calls. Nobody's called me back. So I don't know.
Johnny, that's because he does know his business.
Did
you hear what he said?
Nick's face is like, how the heck do I answer this?
No, here. Like, just go back to what you said. We'll rewind the tape. The will to work.
Hey, Todd, when's the last time you used tape? Radio broadcast? Yeah. Oh, this is good stuff. I'm envious of you guys. I mean, I love coming to those places because I love just seeing the artistry of what you guys are doing in cool houses.
I want to just give your industry a shout out here. I mean, I have kids that don't live in here. The quality's a little better here than it is in some other places. I mean, you guys just really do it right.
For sure. This show in this area has, custum cabinetry here is a whole different level than custom cabinetry in different states. So, like, when you start talking about it's pride in your work. I think everybody here has a large amount of pride in what they do. Mm-hmm. And this show, it brings people
demonstrates
from
that.
Yeah, it brings people from a far distance to see a lot of these cool things. We've had customers that are so far away that we've worked with that met us through this showcase because they know it's a good place to come and see.
Right.
And what's the name of your company, Nick? Let's give that a shout out to
NHC Homes.
Okay. And are you out of the Ocano area?
Yeah, our mailing address is Ocano. We're basically in Stiles, Wisconsin.
That whole area is exploding.
Oh man, you mentioned Oconto specifically one time.
Mm-hmm. It's really growing.
Yeah.
Big time.
Besides your business, the shout out, your industry is great to this community. I mean, the Brown County Home Builders has done you do a lot of charitable work. You do a lot of education. Your fish fries are great. And I've been there many, many times. And you're good people. And I think it's a great industry to join. You don't necessarily have to be a builder to join the Brown County Home Builders. You have a lot of, go ahead. You can
correct. Yeah. There's actually more subcontractors and suppliers than there are builder members. So it's something that I think the association does a great job of bringing everyone together. And obviously putting on this showcase is awesome for the area and for all of us as builders.
You know, I still think it's cool when we built the house. It was funny. I'd stop over there and, bring them a six pack or whatever and on Fridays and whatever. But it's just funny how you got the electrician working here. You got the plumber working here. You got the HVAC guy working here. And now they're all from different crews. But boy, the harmony generally, how they all do it, work around each other is cool to see.
For sure. It's a lot of fun.
The Brown County Home Builders does a fantastic job. They're a really solid organization. Again, reflective of our area. We have so many great companies, great contract. You guys do such a fantastic job. And this show this weekend is a great opportunity to meet a lot of those builders.
No question about it. I love it. I'm sure we'll be going.
Yeah. If you don't know how to find tickets, just look up bchba.org.
I remember one time it was just our house was being built in January. It was unbelievably cold one day, and it wasn't framed and just framed, open, and it was horrifically cold. So it was a Friday. So I brought them over from Joe to go, one of those big, huge things of hot chocolate and stuff like that. And I brought a 12-pack too. I thought, well, they're not drinking. Okay. there was like one teaspoon of hot chocolate gone and 12 empty beer cans at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Tough breed. Hardy breed. Yeah.
Well, really be nice to your people. That goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Right? Nice to your people.
Yep. No question.
That's something to do this weekend. That's awesome. I mean, that's great. It's 4 days and you can bring the whole family, right?
Yeah,
kids want to see
Thursday and Friday, kids get in free. So if you have a lot of kids and you want to take them Thursday and Friday.
But if you have kids, please control them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like a romp house.
But yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I've been through running up and down stairs and stuff.
God.
I've seen that too. Yeah. And you don't have to bring your own booties. Everybody provides booties now.
Yes. Everything
very cool.
You need. Yeah.
Yes,
it's very organized.
Yeah.
This is great.
Awesome. Thank you,
Nick. Thanks for doing this.
Sandra,
it's a lot of work.
Thank you.
Great idea bringing him in.
Yeah.
This is
thank
wonderful.
You, Nick.
Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams. Her Inside the House segment, which we love every Tuesday. Nick, best luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And again, you got my number? I mean, okay, you know what I mean? If somebody doesn't show up or something for a labor type thing or demo, I can do a lot of stuff.
He's not joking.
I'm not joking.
He's not.
Right, Todd? We're going to take a quick break. Dave Miller joining us, talking a little genealogy. Back after this.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Elbow. On Super Tuesday, noon to 2, we'll preview the primaries and also take on alternate side parking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Kern Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.